It is not the tyranny of the ego which is to be removed most of all, although that is a necessary part of the great work. Nor is it that the ego must be uprooted and killed forever, although its old self must surrender to the new person it has to become. No, let it live and attend to its daily work, but only as a purified being, an ennobled character or quietened mind, an enlightened man. In short, a new ego representing what is best in the human creature. He will still be an I, but one that is in harmony with the over-self.